Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Calf Carers.
That would be me.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I am good.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, so we're calling to speak with you about listing Calf Carers on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And you know when you do a search like lawn service near me, for example, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page.
Yes.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice. I'm sorry if I crack on you. Have you done that search recently by any chance?
No, I haven't done that search.
No. Okay. Well,
what pops up? Yep.
Maybe for you, like a hardware store or a restaurant, it'll show the map of the local area.
Oh, if you mean, okay, I thought you meant for like my work specifically. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So that's where we put you for your work and your keywords, I should say. And the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those positions, first page positions open up in that geographic area. So all that really means is we're assigned to that area today. We'll be calling through to fill that open position there. And Google's rule is we can list one business per position. So if we were to program Calf Cares into a peer there too, they block out one of those spaces for you. So that way you'd always be one of those options for people. You know, at that moment that they're ready to make the call, you'd be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yep.
Beautiful. Okay. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business there as Calf Cares?
As a licensed business or as a business?
I guess licensed, I guess. Yes.
In January 23rd of 2026.
Oh, wow. Okay, so
two and a half
brand
months. New.
Yeah. So were you kind of flying under the radar prior to that?
For 2 years, I just mowed like three properties to cover babysitting costs. And I decided I wanted to try and be able to get more money for that as well. So I knew for me to do certain things, and I had customers turn me down because of not being licensed or insured. So I decided that I was going to do that this year.
Okay. Okay. Make it official. And is it you, just you, or you and a partner?
It is just me.
Okay, and it's strictly lawn service, right? Or are you doing, like, landscape?
I do landscaping, too, yeah. So, like, I'll do mowing, mulching, stone, tree trimming, bush trimming. Hell, I'll even build someone a compost bin out of skids for them. You know, there's a lot of things that I am willing and capable to do.
Okay, wonderful. And so we just have to get you up there for the category. And then you see value in all of this being listed there on Google for those keywords at that moment people are searching locally?
I would, but before we go any further with this conversation, are you going to turn around in the end and try and charge me for this?
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm sorry if I wasn't clear. Yeah, it's a monthly service fee. So as long as you stay with us.
I'm sorry. You're the second person to call me about this, and it just makes me laugh because I can go to Google myself, I know, and do all this procedure and set myself up as a business on Google and everything. So, and I've already paid for an app to be able to send out quotes and everything that I'm subscribed for a year. I also did just join. They somehow convinced me to join Angie, that Angie's List thing.
Uh-huh, the lead service? Okay.
Yeah. And they already have told me things when I signed up that I have now found out are not true, and the company will not be upholding their word on it. So, me being a brand new company, I work a full-time job with two kids, you ain't getting no money out of this guy unless you're going to be paying me.
Okay, fair enough. And yes, you can submit yourself to Google. Absolutely. It doesn't cost you anything to do that. The thing is, everybody does that, right? So, and not everybody who submits themselves to Google could be on the first page. There's only a handful of spots there. So you're not paying for a Google listing. You're paying for a position, a first page position, where and the benefit of the position is just that 90% of the phone calls are divided between the guys on the first page. Usually they don't have to go any further. You know, there's enough listings there for them to make a phone call or two, and they've got their guy. So just to clarify, you're not paying for a Google listing. Those are free. You can absolutely do that. You'd be paying for the first page position. Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
That does clarify. Now, I also want to mention, I'm out of, I don't know if you know anything about Central Pennsylvania.
Not very much, no.
Okay. Well, put it to you this way. I live in a county that's country. So for me to be the top listing is worthless. Because most people, when they search it, are going to be over the mountain at least, you know, almost 20 miles away. Therefore, if I see that, even as a Google person, when I do my searches, if I see a guy's only away and I see this other guy's 20 miles away, I'm probably going to click on the guy who's closer first, regardless
right.
The other guy who's 20 miles away is at the top of my list or not. So I live in an area where this is completely pointless.
I understand. Okay, well, we'll move on then, Kane. Thank you for your time.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.